It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Gets you on the air with your retirement-related question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Kyle Kite. Again, they come to us from Klaus Financial, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. And no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. And again, joining us this morning, CJ Klaus and Kyle Kite. How you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
Doing really well. CJ, great to talk with you. Kyle, welcome back. How are you doing this morning? Sorry about that. Kyle, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Sean. Thanks.
Really good to talk with both of you. And we've got a fantastic conversation ahead involving Social Security and some interesting and a very interesting question people may have. And we'll have all the answers to that coming up a little bit later in the program. Don't forget as well, great opportunity to get on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. A couple of really cool things we do on the program is, of course, the Klaus Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. You can submit a question online. Also, each and every week, do the Klaus Quiz Question Week, a chance to win a fantastic prize. And the folks from Klaus definitely delivered this week as well. Chance to win a $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. Little tip to the Klaus Quiz Question Week. Not only does the question, but the answer typically comes up during each program. So if you listen closely, kind of like a cheat sheet for the Klaus Quiz Question Week. And we'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Before we talk Social Security, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes. Thanks, everybody, again for listening. And congrats to our winner from last week, Doug from Deerfield. And last week's question was, how old must you be to utilize the Qualified Charitable Distribution or QCD rule? And the answer was 70 and a half years old.
Very, very good. And we'll do a new one this week. So listen closely. Again, another fantastic prize, $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. So something I've always wondered about, and I think it's a pretty simple question, but I don't know that I know the exact answer to, which is, does everybody automatically get a Social Security benefit when you retire? And the other thing I wonder about is, how is that calculated? How is that figured out?
Yeah, this is an important question. As anybody who's listened to our show for a while knows, we come back to Social Security quite often on this show because it impacts so many Americans. But hear what I just said, so many Americans, not necessarily all. And so we'll talk about that. How do you qualify? How is it calculated? How many credits do you need? And could you not qualify for a benefit? And the answer to that question is yes, as a matter of fact. But it is important to understand the how and the who will qualify to collect. And in a nutshell, again, not everyone does. But to keep it simple, you qualify for Social Security benefits by earning Social Security credits when you work in a job and pay Social Security taxes. Often, you will hear accountants or financial planners throw out acronyms or different terms that are not defined to you. And one of them I will define for you today is called payroll taxes. Okay. So, well, what is a payroll tax? Well, you know, you work at an employer, they pay you W-2 income. This is hypothetical. They pay you W-2 income and they withhold federal income tax, state income tax, and then these other payroll taxes. And the other payroll is Social Security and Medicare. Now, it doesn't, one thing I hate about the like pay stubs is they don't say Social Security and Medicare. They say things like FICA and FUTA or MedFICA. But all that really is the fact that you are paying 7.65% of your income goes to this FICA and FUTA, so Medicare and Social Security, and then your employer picks up the other 7.65. So it's a total of 15.3% of your income is going to these payroll taxes. But anyway, so if you are self-employed, you earn Social Security credits the same way employees do. However, self-employed individuals, be ever so cautious. I would encourage you, if you're self-employed and you don't know if you're paying Social Security taxes, talk to your accountant. Because often you might be getting what are called just profit distributions, which, good news, you may not be paying a FICA tax on. But bad news is you're not accruing credits. So you must earn 40 credits, which equals 10 years of work, to qualify for a Social Security benefit. There are some exceptions to that rule, depending upon if you are married and different things, which Kyle will be talking about. But again, you must earn 40 credits, which equals 10 years of work to qualify. Credits are based on your total wages and or self-employment income for the year. The amount of earnings it takes to earn a credit changes slightly each year, but in 2021, you earn one Social Security credit for every $1,470 in covered earnings, covered going back to, are you actually paying that Social Security tax? That means if it's $1,470 per year to earn one credit, and you can earn up to four per year, that means you have to earn $5,880 per year to get the maximum of the four credits. So if you do that for at least 10 years throughout your life, bada bing, bada boom, you have qualified for Social Security. So these are also sometimes referred to in, again, lingo of accountants and financial advisors, QCs, or quarters of coverage. But during your lifetime, you must earn these credits. However, sometimes you've heard this average 35 years. So it takes 10 years or 40 credits to qualify. But then if you earn more than that, Social Security is looking at your highest inflation adjusted 35-year average of income. And people go, well, what if I have 50 years? Does that mean that I qualify for more? And the answer is no, right? So basically it's 35 years of highest Social Security adjusted.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite of Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number 442-5637. If you want to get on the air with Kyle and CJ, love to hear from you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Sorry about that, CJ. What are some of the key takeaways then that we need to know about?
Yeah, so just a few key takeaways. Workers who have not accrued the requisite 40 credits, which is, again, roughly 10 years of employment, are not eligible typically, at least on their own record. Those who did not pay Social Security taxes, this could include certain government employees or self-employed individuals, they would, again, potentially not be eligible for Social Security. Additionally, American expats retiring in certain countries and certain retired immigrants to the U.S. may or may not collect Social Security. And finally, divorced spouses who themselves did not earn enough to qualify in their own record, and they were married to their spouse for less than 10 years, also may not be able to claim off their ex-spouse's record. So there's a few types of people that would not potentially qualify for Social Security benefits.
And it was an interesting, I hope people caught that last part of what you're talking about, because we're going to get a little deeper into this as we continue our conversation with CJ and Kyle of Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website, great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. You also sign up there for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a weekly snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, just head on over to klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that first get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. So what if you haven't earned enough credits to collect Social Security? Are there other ways to get that benefit? We'll get the details from CJ and Kyle next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite of Kloss Financial, love to get you on the air right now. Telephone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking this morning about Social Security, some of the ins, the outs, the Q's and the A's, and things you need to know about. One of the big questions I often hear people ask about is, okay, so I understand the credits and how those work. What if I haven't earned enough credits? Does that mean I'm out of luck, or is there other ways for folks to qualify for that benefit?
Yeah, it's a great question, Sean. So if you have not worked or do not have enough credits to qualify for your own Social Security benefits, you may still be able to receive a benefit off of your spouse's record. It's called if you're married. So it's how you qualify for a spouse's benefit. You typically have to be at least 62 years of age. Now, in this section, we're specifically referring to both spouses still being alive and things like that. There are widower benefits and survivor benefits, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But typically, both spouses still around. You have to be at least age 62. You've got to be married for at least a year and have no Social Security benefits coming from your own record, or any age in caring for a child entitled to receive benefits on your spouse's record who is younger than 16 or disabled. And if you start receiving benefits as a spouse at your full retirement age, you'll get 50% of the monthly benefit of your spouse would receive if the benefits started at full retirement age. And then your benefits permanently readjusted as if it were your own benefit when if you begin your benefits before your full retirement age. So that was a lot of little stipulations. So let's get to an example with some dollars that seems to make it hit home a little bit better. So let's say that your spouse qualifies for a $2,500 benefit per month from Social Security, and you have never worked outside the home. You still may be eligible to receive up to $1,250 a month from your spouse's record. So again, it's exactly half of what your spouse would be entitled to, again, using full retirement age amounts. So the question becomes, well, what if I did work, but my spouse's benefit is a lot more than mine? Am I entitled to get anything off of that? And the answer is yes. So if you apply for your own retirement benefits and for benefits as a spouse, your benefits are paid first. So they'll take whatever your record is going to be, pay that out to you first. And then if your benefits as a spouse are higher than your own, you'll get a combination. So you will get basically your own and then an offset to get you up to half of what your spouse would be. And know that you're entitled to all of your benefits, assuming you don't have enough credits, or half of your spouse's benefit, whichever is greater. So that's why I said if you got your own, they use that record first, but they will give you an offset up to half of your spouse's.
Real important nuance there to be aware of. Talking this morning with Kyle Kite and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Great opportunity to get you on the air right now. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ and Kyle. Don't forget as well, the telephone number Kloss Financial, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. So let's talk divorce. It happens. Divorce and Social Security. Could you still get, it seems weird to ask, could you still get a Social Security benefit if you were divorced from somebody?
Yeah, we've talked about this before. You know the answer to this, Sean. The answer is yes. Yes, but it depends, just like everything else. And as Kyle was talking there before about half of your spouse's record, talk to Social Security if this is you, because there's some like age offsets and it depends upon when you draw. So there, it may not be exactly down to the penny, 50% of your spouse's record at their full retirement age. So you need to talk to Social Security, but these are just good concepts for you to understand. And then the specific calculation you should move towards with Social Security Department. But with that being said, as it relates to if you're divorced or a deceased spouse, if you currently are still unmarried, okay? So you went through a divorce, but you're currently still unmarried and your marriage lasted at least 10 years, you may be able to get benefits on your former spouse's record, even if they have remarried. The amount, again, can be up to 50% of the worker's full benefit at his or her full retirement age. If you remarry, however, the divorced spouse's benefits stop. Now, again, we're talking about divorce and remarriage here. Now, you must be at least 62 to get spousal benefits. So say again, married 15 years, went through a divorce, your ex-spouse has remarried, you have not, you're 62 years old, you could qualify for a spouse's benefit. But if you were 60, not so. So you have to be at least 62. And an important tip, you must, again, be at least 62 to receive spouse's benefits, and your ex must be at least it must be at least 62, but does not need to be receiving his or her own benefits. So again, your ex-spouse has to be at least 62 as well for you to qualify for that. And this whole thing of like, they don't have to be drawing, that's the ex-spouse, for you to draw 50% of theirs. That is different than what Kyle was talking about before, where you're entitled to half of your spouse's. You're only entitled to half of your spouse's if your spouse is drawing. Whereas in an ex-spouse situation, they don't have to be drawing for you to get 50%.
Hmm.
Are you sufficiently confused yet?
I am. I'm taking feverish notes this morning. That's for sure. Got to ask you, CJ, let's just play the hypothetical. Let's say your ex is dead. What do we need to know there?
Sean. Almost like you're following a script. If your ex has died and the marriage lasted at least 10 years, again, that 10-year number is pretty important, you could qualify for survivor benefits up to 100% of your ex-spouse's benefit. And believe it or not, in the case of a deceased former spouse, you can remarry at 60 years or older without impacting it, or 50 years and older if you were disabled, and still receive divorced spouse's benefit. So again, if your spouse has died, you could receive 100% of theirs as long as you don't remarry before age 60. So survivor and divorced survivor benefits can begin at age 60. Huh. I actually think that's wrong. I think it's widow's benefits, not divorced. Hmm. I think that's wrong in my script here. It's survivor benefits, also known as widow's benefits, can begin as early as age 60 or age 50 if you're disabled. But again, just remember that 10-year number, because that is pretty critical when it comes to a deceased or a divorced former spouse.
Great information from CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite this morning. Love to hear from you. If you got questions, still got time for your call at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You may be wondering how exactly your Social Security benefit, how is that number calculated? We'll talk with CJ and Kyle about that. And of course, take your call. In the meantime, if you haven't been to the website, KlossFinancial.com, I urge you to get there right now. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ, Kyle, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking Social Security this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, there is no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that number, 442-5637. So as we're talking this morning about Social Security and some of the different nuances of how you are able to qualify, I think a lot of people then wonder, okay, we've got this stuff. We understand how we get qualified. How is that benefit itself? How is the Social Security benefit? How is that number calculated?
Yeah, it's a great question, Sean. CJ touched on this a little bit earlier, but we'll go into a little more detail now. So it's important to understand that Social Security is going to use your earnings and work history to determine your eligibility, not only for retirement benefits, but also for disability benefits or your family's eligibility for survivor benefits if you were to pass away. So the credits you earn, like CJ was talking about, though you have to earn 40 to qualify, they remain on your record even if you change jobs, have no earnings for a while, or pass away. So we see this sometimes with maybe, you know, you were married and then once people had kids, maybe the wife stayed home with the kids to raise the kids, but she has some credits and then she goes back to work after the kids are grown, things like that. So those ones that she would have earned before she stayed home would still be on her record. And then they would just obviously pick up when she goes back to work. So the formula that they use is they look at your lifetime's earnings adjusting for inflation, and then they calculate your average index monthly earnings during the highest 35 years of employment to determine your benefit. So again, typically it's your highest 35 years, so, and it's adjusted for inflation, so that's important to know too. So typically, you know, when we see people that are coming in just before retirement, maybe they're early 60s, just starting to think about retirement, or they're 60 years old, and they're asking, you know, is my benefit continuing to grow if I keep working? The answer is most likely yes, because they're probably making more money now than they were 35 years ago. So those older records are actually falling off. So like CJ said, it's only the top 35. They don't calculate the whole 50 or anything like that. And then you are eligible for cost of living benefit increases starting with the year you become 62. And this is true even if you don't begin benefits until your full retirement age of 70. So you've heard us talk about delayed retirement credits as well for those ages between 62 and 70. So we encourage everybody to go to the Social Security website, ssa.gov, and that's how you can set up and view your own account at any time so you can understand what your benefits looking like. And it's important to know that they are projecting, like if you're 55 and you pull your record, it's projecting a similar earnings to what you're making now through your full retirement age. So that's important to know that if you plan on retiring at 60, it might be a little bit less than what that full retirement age shows, because it could be you may not have as many working years at the current income and things like that. But it's very important to pull that stuff down.
Real good resource, that website, SSA.gov. Speaking of great websites, Klaus Financial's website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Before we get to the Klaus quiz question week, one of the fantastic things, another opportunity for folks to connect and, of course, ask a question is with the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Each week we get those questions that either can't get on the air through call-ins or questions that are simply emailed in. As a matter of fact, Maria took the time to write this week. She said, if I decide to keep working, can I still collect my Social Security benefit? Great question, Maria.
Yeah, and thanks for writing in, Maria. So yes, you can receive Social Security benefits while you're still working. If you've reached full retirement age, as determined by Social Security, you can work and earn as much as you'd like and receive full benefits. So that's why that full retirement age number is such a big deal. It basically means you can, some people call it double dipping, and that you can pull your Social Security and still continue to earn as much as you like as long as you've hit that full retirement age. Now, if you're under full retirement age, there's a different strategy here. So if you're under full retirement age, your benefits will be reduced temporarily. The money's not lost, so it's not like they take it away and never give it back. But they will credit your credit it to your record when you reach full retirement age, resulting in a higher benefit. So it's called the suspended benefit. And the reduction that they do, so if you earn over the limit, which is $18,960, so just about $19,000, they reduce your benefit $1 for every $2 of income you're over that threshold. And again, this is just a suspension. So, and then during the year in which you reach full retirement age, your benefits are reduced by $1 for every three you go over of $50,000. So again, that's just the year that you turn your full retirement age. They figure they want to give you a little more time to, if you want to work half the year, make a little bit more money, then they won't suspend it as much. But again, it's important to know this is a suspension. It's not a permanent takeaway.
Important nuance there, that is for sure. Talking this morning with Kyle Kite and CJ Klaus, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. The website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. That conversation at Klaus Financial, it is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because now it's time for the Klaus Quiz Question Week. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaus Quiz Question Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to go to the Klaus Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week is this: how many credits must you earn to qualify for Social Security benefits? Is it 20 or 40 credits? Telephone number, 442-5637. First call, correct answer, will win that $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. Don't forget as well, that's Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison. That number, 442-5637. CJ, Kyle, always great hanging out. You guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sean. You too.
Take care, guys. Dr. Nicole comes your way next with Full Scope right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.